Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Eric Buchholz, new principal for St. James Elementary in Washington.
Can we start with a little bit about you and your path through the field of education?
So after graduating Washington here all the way back in 83, I went off to Wartburg College to get my educational degree. Kind of a unique story to that when you get done at that time frame, there were approximately 120 applicants per position. I came up being number two in three different interviews when those were all said and done, but that doesn't get you a job. So I had to find a job, worked in the field of insurance and investments for quite a period of time. 10 years later, started back into the educational world, got into coaching and along with that teaching at that time frame. And from there was approached about getting into administration. Never really thought about the time period, but did, and eventually became the dean of students for a year at the Washington High School, and then 11 years following that as the principal at Washington High School. I did take my last 2 years at the middle school and took the early retirement this year, and that lasted for about a month before I became the principal over at St. James.
Initially, what led you into the field of education and working with students? Was that the draw right there, working with the kids?
It's interesting you ask that question, because way back when, you always have that dream when you're going through maybe, let's just say, high school of, I want to be a professional football player. And one of the things I try to preach to kids is don't ever sell yourself short, because you can do whatever you want to be able to do. I did that to myself at the time period with it. Whether I ever would have made it that far or not, who knows. But I did want to be able to coach. And back then, you had to teach in order to be able to coach. So that led me into the teaching. The question was, what field would I potentially be teaching in? So I went in for the physical education and biology majors in order to be able to get the job that I guess eventually put me into teaching, even though I didn't teach physical education or biology for a period of time.
So I'm assuming football was one of the sports that you coached. Were there others?
Yes, I coached track and then recently also coached high school for the district. Now, I had coached softball as a tournament team coach for years as my daughters went through as well, but not through the district itself.
Short-lived retirement, like you said. What led you to this position at St. James?
Yeah, I guess a big part of that was that I had an opportunity to visit with one of the board members when we had the ridiculous days going on uptown. And I knew at the time period that the individual they'd hired for the position had to back out of that. And I just wanted to know how they were doing. And the impression I was left with was, you call up number two and that person's already taken a job at that point and you're kind of left with an empty basket. Without having applications available at that time period was question whether I might be interested with it, kind of used the avenue of knew that I'd retired and figured maybe I was not interested in working another job at that point. I took the information home, talked to my wife about it, prayed about it, and the answers that came back after visiting with superintendent of the diocese and then getting a chance to be able to meet the board, it was just a feeling of, yeah, this is really the place you need to be. It's a very welcome environment, and it was just very comfortable to be able to visit with that superintendent and the board to the point where I really felt like this is the place I'm supposed to be.
You had been in public school before. In the last couple months getting ready for this school year, has there been anything different at St. James or anything you've had to adjust to that you weren't used to in previous positions?
Well, I guess the biggest one is that the pool of applicants for teaching positions is extremely small in Iowa. My guess is it's probably like that across the nation. I know most districts are battling to try to fill positions, and I needed to try to fill a position too, and you don't have so many applicants. Like when I started at that time, as a matter of fact, you're at the point of trying to call out to people and say, hey, by the way, would you consider? So that was definitely different for me as an administrator and taking a look at trying to hire new people. Thank God, and with prayers and an available person, we hired our last teacher here about 48 hours ago. So all of our positions are filled, which is great. My faith was definitely tested during that time period, and I can't honestly tell you that my faith is as strong as I wanted it to be. But when you start getting closer and closer and get a little more nervous and nervous, I guess, at that time period, that's where I just have to grow in my faith as well and just trust that things are going to work out.
As you enter your first year with St. James, what do you hope to bring to the table, or what's your vision for where you want that school to go?
I tend to try to bring a level of positivity. Between that and maybe a high level of energy are the two things that I bring to the table naturally to try to help people feel good about maybe the place that they're at, whether it's a staff or students. I want students to come to St. James to get an incredible education, fulfilled with the religious environment, and just feel good about that. I'm glad this is where I'm at, and I wish I could just come back every day. I know they graduated fifth grade right now, but that they could just continue there. I wish they could always come back. I guess that's the feeling I want kids to be able to leave with.
As we're recording this, first day of school this week, is there anything that you'd like to say to the St. James community as we head into the new year?
I would just like to say thanks. I know there are an awful lot of prayers along the way, and I appreciate that. I hope all those prayers just continue for the well-being of our staff and students.
Well, Eric, thank you for joining me today. It seems like St. James is in terrific hands now that all positions are filled and we're ready to roll for 2023-24.
Thanks, Nick. I'm looking forward to dealing with the staffs and look forward to the kids coming in.
That was Eric Buchholz joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his new role as principal of St. James Elementary. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.